Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to invite everyone to join Dr. Troy Hinkle live in the community space on our app for Tuesdays with Troy. Dr. Troy will answer your questions regarding holiness, becoming a saint, and what we can do to strengthen our faith. Tuesday, November 4th at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. He'll take all your questions live. All you have to do is just turn on your notifications or log into the app at 6:30 Central this Tuesday, and you'll have a great time. Today is the Feast of All Souls. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our first meditation. Yesterday, on the Feast of All Saints, we were reminded of a truth at the heart of the gospel, that everyone, every person on the planet, is created and called by God to become a saint. Yet, life can wear us down, and we can grow weary and settle for spiritual mediocrity, saying to ourselves, well, as long as I make it to purgatory, that's good enough. But that attitude reveals a deep misunderstanding, not only of the Christian life, but even of what purgatory actually is. Because if we truly grasp what purgatory is, it won't make us complacent. It will awaken us. The thought of purgatory should not make us content with half measures, but more serious about holiness. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. When we start to talk about purgatory, it's maybe not a bad thing to begin by reminding people that the Christian life, it's a spiritual battle. Jesus said, "Think not that I have come to bring peace, but the sword." And St. Paul spoke of fighting the good fight. There are always three kinds of people after a war, and that's true after the struggle of this life. There's the hero, someone who gave all they had, left it all on the field, who made amazing sacrifices and ran incredible risks for his cause. The heroes of holiness are the saints, and again, that's what we're all supposed to be. Then there's the traitor, someone who joins the other side, who betrays his family, his people, those who love him, and fights for the enemy. After this life, the traitors, those who have served the devil in fighting against God, the church, and human goodness itself, those are the ones who go to the side they have chosen. They retreat to hell, along with their masters. And finally, there's the cowards. They don't rebel against the cause, but they spend most of their time trying to stay safe on the battlefield, worrying more about their own comfort, safety, or glory. So what happens to the cowards? They may be saved, but they must endure the shame and suffering of purgatory. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Traditionally, there are two kinds of suffering that happen in purgatory. The first suffering we could call the pain of detox. All our sins, all our addictions, keep us from being happy. That's why alcoholics and sexaholics and drug addicts, guess what? They're not happy. So if you brought your vices, your disordered desires and thought patterns into heaven, you wouldn't be happy, and heaven wouldn't be heaven for you. Your only hope is to go through God's rehab program. And rehab hurts. Ask anyone who's tried to get over a physical addiction, tried to get the sickness out of their flesh. Then remember that in purgatory, you've got to get the sickness out of your soul. You've got to burn out the resentment. You've got to sweat out the self-centeredness, the vanity. You've got to go through the shakes and the DTs until you can let go of the complaining and the denial about the people you've hurt. And it's going to hurt because the pain of the soul is far greater than the pain of the body. God's Rehab Center is a mercy, but trust me, you'll want to spend as little time there as possible. You'll want to get free now. You'll want to be happy now. You want to get out from your addictions now. Let's not put it off. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. But the worst suffering of purgatory actually isn't the detox. The worst suffering is realizing the opportunities you've lost for helping your loved ones and friends to heaven. Do you remember in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, where the ghosts of rich men hover around a homeless woman and her child, and the ghosts scream in agony? Because it would have been easy for them to have helped her when they were alive. But now it's too late, and there's nothing they can do. Or did you ever see Schindler's List? At the end, the main character realizes how easy it would have been to have sold his car or his watch and saved the lives of countless more human beings. But now it's too late, and he missed his opportunity. In purgatory, we'll realize that we could be with God right now, but we're not. And we'll see how we could have helped our children and our friends and even strangers, and it wouldn't have taken much, just a little faith, a little sacrifice, and we could have saved them from so much misery, but we didn't do it. We chose our own comfort and our own pleasure and our own will, and we left them to suffer. And now it's too late, and we can't go back, and we've missed our chance, and we will not be able to help that way ever again. And we will see the suffering we could have prevented, and we will wail. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. While we are still on earth, we have time to help our family and friends and even strangers to God. And we are even able to help those in purgatory. The Catechism reminds us that by our prayer, especially by offering the sacrifice of the Mass, by offering up our sufferings, by giving money to the church and the poor, and by indulgences, we can help people in purgatory to more quickly reach heaven. We can, in a sense, speed up their purification process. And helping souls in purgatory is a win-win proposition, because once we help them get into heaven, they can turn and help us in an even greater way here on earth. In fact, the Catechism says, our prayer for the souls in purgatory is capable not only of helping them, but also of making their intercession for us more effective. So, I think we should make a deal with those who have gone before us. I'll help you by offering my prayer, work, joy, and suffering, and then you help me, because I need a lot of help. So maybe as our resolution today, let's first offer this decade for a loved one or friend who has died and gone before us. Maybe you could call to mind one right now. And then let's offer our prayer, work, joy, and even our sufferings for them throughout the day. That would be a good resolution. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what struck you with this meditation on both All Souls Day, where we remember our loved ones who may be in purgatory, that we can help them, but also purgatory itself?
Mm-hmm. I was really thinking about, you know, we say saints start heaven on earth, and that sounds incredible, but being a saint sounds so lofty and so difficult and so impossible. So we kind of put away the thought of starting heaven on earth. But I was just looking at the way in all of our habits we put that off, in the sense that we always say, at least personally I know, there's always something that, oh, I'll be better later. I will be healthier later. I will make better decisions later. I will be better with my schedule later. I'll eat better later. I will work out. I'll change all of that one day. But essentially every time we do stuff like that, we are quite literally putting off happiness.
Yes.
Which is really silly. I mean, but that's also, that is the exact habit that makes an addict. There's always one more hit, one more fall that you're going to excuse. But every time you say that, you're just choosing an eternity of it. Because there's not really an end to it.
Yeah.
It's kind of the end of every single heist movie where they're like, just one more score. And it's just one more score till you go to prison, and then you get out, and it's one more score after that.
Until the pain outweighs the pleasure, we won't change.
Mm-hmm. And even then, we're just going to wait. Throughout the pain, we're going to wait for the pleasure to come back.
So what can we do? Because This is the difficulty with spiritual realities, in that we don't experience the immediate consequences like we do physically. Mm-hmm.
But you have to know about the consequences, and you have to choose things now. Now is the only time to choose anything. You can't wait. You can't do it later. It has to be now. And it has to be a constant now. It has to be a constant choice.
Yeah.
Sobriety is a constant choice. You can lose it at any instant. And you have to know that every moment you're choosing it.
Yeah.
I really, really need to work on now.
Because the reality is, and we see, what's so ironic is we can point it out in other people so clearly.
Mm-hmm.
We can see how in other people, another person's pride or ego, their vanity, their envy, their anger, mm-hmm. their lust, their greed, we can see how it makes them a miserable person.
But even then, you know what? We see it in other people, and we still don't confront other people about it.
But I mean, why is it that we can point it out so...
Yeah. I don't know. Personally, I can see all the things I'm doing wrong, and I'm very aware of them, and I'm like, yes, I will fix that soon. I'll clean that up later. I'll just put more dishes in the sink. In 20 minutes, I'm going to get really productive. But it's always in 20 minutes, and 20 minutes never comes.
Okay, then let me take it from this angle. What's the value of a life where you're internally, in your soul, in the depths of your being, you're perfectly at peace and content. What's that worth?
Wow.
Do you think that's attractive?
Mm-hmm.
Where in the whole depth of your being, you're perfectly at peace. Is that attractive to people? Do people want that?
Yeah, absolutely.
The most stunning line, I think, now I'm no big literature person,
mm-hmm.
but I think the most stunning line in all of history, in all of literature, in the whole history of the world, is there's one line in Dante. It's in where he's in heaven. He's being led up the stages of heaven. And he's talking to this person in heaven who's at one level and says, don't you long to be at a higher level? And the person says, this is God's will for me. And in his will is my peace. The deepest peace possible is to be doing God's will. And sin is just destroying God's will, going against, smashing God's will.
Mm.
If we want that, there's only one way.
Yeah, I think two practical steps I need in my life right now is fostering a longing for that, because I do feel like an underlying stress and anxiety all the time to get all these things done and to change my life and to get better. But instead of feeling that anxiety, I should foster the longing for peace. Because anxiety does make us long for peace, but in a fretful, distracted kind of way. I should really long for peace and to know that the only way to get it is to put aside my actual feelings in the moment and just get it done. Just take those steps.
Well, in some ways, the feeling, the experience of anxiety is an indication that we're not doing God's will
exactly
in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And that it should be a message to us to bring about some change.
Yeah.
And we can experience heaven on earth in the sense of that deep interior peace of doing and accepting God's will. And that can start today.
Yeah. Instead of hating how things are, just change how they are.
Or accept what you can't change that God's allowing. And you know, one of the greatest ways to start and to really go down the road of having this immense peace, go to confession. That's a great place to start. Clean slate. I really enjoyed the conversation.
It was a great conversation.
Thank you. This is the great beauty of spiritual friendship, of praying with others, of actually thinking about some good content while you're praying, and then having some conversation. It's a really simple way of life. Thank you. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.